Akko-san, it's good to see you again. I was just wrapping up my reports for the day. How did your checkup with Dr. Petrelko? Are you adjusting to shipboard life comfortably? Not too much gastrointestinal distress from synthesized food, I hope. That's good to hear. We want you to be as comfortable as possible while aboard, after all. Ah, yes. And the effects reported by the Rogue Surveyor. We've detected no biological contaminants from you that should interact negatively with any known beings in the universe, and we've noticed no noticeable changes in any patterns of anyone that's been exposed to you. Most notably myself, Dr. Petrel, and... Yes. It could be that she really did fall in love. Deep space exploration, especially on solo missions, can be hard on a sentient. We'll be finishing up our study and sending our findings and recommendations to the Advisory Council shortly, but there were a few more things I wanted to ask you about, if you don't mind. We've inconvenienced you quite a bit, and we've learned a lot about you personally, and we've shared as much as we reasonably can about ourselves without revealing too much, of course. But I was wondering if we could discuss some issues on a grander scale than ourselves personally and this vessel for a bit. Well, as you know, shortly after we arrived at your world, we were directed to aid in negotiations between two worlds and the Federated Union of Planets. To say that relations have been strained between them is, of course, putting it mildly. They've been at war with each other off and on for generations. Yes, even as peaceful and enlightened as we in the Union claim to be, some of us still hold grudges that we don't even remember. Anyway, for the past 80 rotations or so, they've been holding virtual war games with third-party arbiters to settle disputes. The arbiters make sure everything is fair and balanced, and normally, no one is satisfied, but it keeps the balance and the peace between them. This time, though, one side is refusing the Union representative that's been sent as the arbiter, claiming that the other side has been given an unfair advantage, that the chosen arbiter is biased against them and will pick something that will aid the other side in winning the dispute. Do you have anything like this on your world? Your United Nations, they often have to deal with similar situations, but you're unsure of how they deal with them. Ah, but you know of something else. I see. So you're saying that these game ears battle in a similar way, but for corporate favor? Sponsors. Ah, I see. Monetary compensation. Yes, some of the worlds in the Union still use money, including the two that we're speaking of. Wait, so you're saying that on your world you have tournaments just like this for fun? Not to fight over territorial disputes or resources, but just for enjoyment? My dear Akko-san, I think you may have given me at least part of the solution we needed. If they're willing to at least listen, that is. They've developed artificial intelligence to play these virtual games for them, and the Arbiter is supposed to name the game based on all known games in the universe. However, having scanned your homeworld, we've uploaded petaquads of new data we're still sifting through. If you could pick out some of these games used for tournaments on your world, I know we can give them something worth using for their games. Plus, I'll be proposing a change. That rather than using the AIs, they use citizens and volunteers and interfaces similar to how your people do it. It'll take some work, but with your help. Is there anything in the data that we collected from your world that we should be looking for specifically? Anything from those kinds of servers? Right. Okay, got it. By the Moon Goddess, I think this might be the break we've been looking for since we got here. New games, a new twist. Something that will intrigue both sides. Thank you so very much. Oh, the Moon Goddess? Oh, it's silly of me, I know, but it's just something that all Mirrodonians are raised to believe in. She's supposed to be an immortal winged goddess that lives on the largest of our moons and gives us the power of the bond with our mates as well as our loved ones and our children and a few other things. She watches over us and guides us. It probably sounds silly to you, but, you know, it's comforting at the same time, especially when you're a young chick. Back when everything is perfect, you can fly, you can communicate telepathically with your siblings and parents. Food is plentiful. Everything is vibrant and new. And someday I'll bond with a mate and be able to share in that with my own chicks, and everything will seem new again. Oh, the bond? It's a telepathic thing. They say it's like being lit up with electricity when you bond with a mate. Everything feels so fresh. And everything is just so vibrant. They say you only bond once, and if you lose your bondmate, everything is just so drab and dull after that. What's that? If you bond, but they don't? I suppose it's theoretical, but as far as I know, it's never happened on Mirrodon. We've had bonds of 3 and even 4 occasionally, and I've heard rumors of it happening with other races, but that's even more rare. Bond with you? I'm told I would have felt something almost immediately as soon as we had touched, if I had. It's a psychic link, after all. Love at first sight? I guess you could put it that way. It's certainly a fitting description. What about you? How does bonding, or love in general, work for your people? Oh, that's unfortunate. Most people of the universe have to do their best and hope they're compatible as well. At least, you're not like the Kretarans. They mate, hope to never see their partner again, lay some eggs, and leave them on the homeworld. Then, when they hatch, the one that doesn't get eaten by the others gets to grow up in a village and gets raised by a community. I mean, I try not to judge anyone, especially when ancient traditions are involved, but yeah, that does seem a bit harsh to me as well. I mean, what if they want to have a relationship with another species, or something comes up like that? Relationship with me? Why would anyone want a relationship with me? I'm just some random Federated Union diplomatic officer. There's no one out there that would want to date me, least of all a Kretaran. A human? What about them? You and the one that the rogue xenobiologist scout kidnapped are the only two that even know about the Union, right? Why would, I just remembered I have a lot of reports to file. Yes, the ones I just finished. And they're not going to file themselves. I think we had best call it here. I will see you tomorrow at the same time. And Ako-san, your movement restrictions to this deck have been lifted. You still can't go to any restricted areas, but you can go elsewhere about the ship, at least. A tour? Yes. After I get off tomorrow, I can give you a tour of the ship, if you like. What? A date? No, it's just a tour. If you'll excuse me. So many reports. So many reports. Thank you to all of my members, patrons, supporters, sponsors, and viewers. Without you, we wouldn't be able to keep the lights on and the cats fed. Special shout-outs to After Dark VA, Moondrop, Blood Brother 132, Waterway the Wordsmith, Shotoa, Tyler Ferguson, Mecha Ona, Lonely Wolf, Eric the Mad, Bob Smith, Tersalona, Sean the CHB, Benimus Prime, Elisa Helena, T. Van Zyl, Brennan Newman, Brandon G, Thomas Dean, Shockwave, Brazil. Foxy Fireworks. Eric Phillips. Edgy. Aaron Kosterman. Andrew Connor. Jack Castell. Stoic Mango. Ben Kundick. Don't Ask. Nosteach. Shardus. My Boy. Lord Heinz Allgown. Loki-san. Julian Herve. Miscellaneous. James Lee. Special thanks to Speedmax.net, Shockbite.com, DecalGirl.com, and thank you so much to my cats, friends and family, and especially to viewers like you. And if you really, really want to support me, down in the description below, check out the links for my Patreon, my Linktree, and merch. Thank you so very much. I love you all so very much.